Greetings in Christ Jesus, everyone. My name is Bishop Daniel Thomas, the Bishop of Toledo in Ohio, and I'm delighted to be with you to offer some words about our National Eucharistic Revival and simply to introduce myself. So I've had the blessing of being a bishop for some 16 years, having been an auxiliary bishop of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia and now Bishop of the wonderful Diocese of Toledo, Ohio. It's a gift and a grace to be a priest and to be a bishop. And I guess one of the things I should say right out front is my own experience of the Holy Eucharist from a very, very early age. What does the Eucharist mean to me? Which people often say, Bishop, what was the most important day of your life? Some people think that I would say being ordained a bishop. Some people think when I was ordained a priest, but I always respond from the heart. The most important day of my life was the day I first received our Lord in Holy Communion. And when that happened, in fact, in my parish church in Holy Family in Manyunk, I stood on a roundel which was in the floor of mosaic. It was a symbol of the Holy Trinity, and there were Greek words, ha-on, which simply means the one who is. And of course, I remember that because the sister who was training us told us, stand right on this place when you receive the Eucharist. I stood on that spot to receive our Lord for the first time. It's one of the most powerful moments of my life to this day. And when I was ordained a priest, it was that symbol that I chose to place on the bottom of the paten with my chalice. And it was that symbol to remind me always that as I lift the paten with the Holy Eucharist, it recalls my receiving that Eucharist for the first time as a child. So what a profound gratitude I have to the Lord for the gift of Himself, body, blood, soul, and divinity in Holy Communion. And ever since then, of course, Holy Communion has been a source of strength, a source of grace, a source of comfort, and a source of life throughout my life, throughout my priesthood, and now throughout my life as a bishop. You know, the name of this Eucharistic revival, it's interesting to note that the word revival is in there. And I think when we hear that word revival, we might have a number of things come to mind. One of the things that comes to mind, of course, is the tradition of parish revivals, where there's a revival of the faith. Or some people might think of paramedics reviving someone on the side of the road from an accident. However we think of that revival, I think we need to say, if we're honest, that the church is in need of a revival just like this. The effort of this is to assist all of us to breathe new life into our faith in the Holy Eucharist. Oftentimes people ask, do you adore the Blessed Sacrament? Do you go to adoration? Here in our diocese, we've had and are having 7 events for the National Eucharistic Revival of adoration, benediction, and quiet prayer and praise before the sacrament. And it's, I think, significant to note that the word adoration comes from 2 words, ad oratio, which means mouth to mouth. And in a sense, when we're before Jesus in the sacrament, we're eye to eye, face to face, mouth to mouth. So, when we think of a paramedic, we think of mouth to mouth resuscitation, don't we? And I think it's in this sense, we need to be resuscitated in our profound respect, love for the Eucharist. So I always speak in threes, as the folks who work with me in my diocese know. And those threes that we've come up with are these, that we're begging the Lord that we might deepen our understanding of, our love for, and our living out of the Holy Eucharist. So our understanding of, we can find that certainly by increasing our understanding through, for example, the Catholic Catechism. Our love for, how do we show our love for this Holy Eucharist when we go to Mass, when we receive Him and after? And how do we live out Jesus, who we have received in the Eucharist, except through the corporal and spiritual works of mercy? So this revival is an exciting and exhilarating time. And I guess I would ask you, we all need this revival, don't we? Because every one of us knows someone who perhaps has grown lukewarm in their Eucharistic faith. Every one of us knows someone who, for one reason or another, sadly, has distanced themselves from the reception of Holy Communion. And every one of us knows someone who might be in need of just a simple invitation, perhaps not Catholic, simply to say, come and see and recognize and understand the gift of Jesus himself in the sacrament of the Eucharist. For us, the Eucharist is the very presence of Jesus Christ. And when we receive him, we take him into ourselves. And unlike the physical food that we eat, which becomes part of our bodies, receiving the food, the everlasting food of the Eucharist, we are to become part of his body, the Church. And that's why we become, if you will, in communion, first with him, and then with all of our brothers and sisters in the Eucharist. I'd like to offer the prayer, which here in the Diocese of Toledo, we have been praying, which we've written for this diocesan phase of the revival, which will go into the parish phase and then the national phase. And I believe that this prayer captures for us this whole sense of the revival. I hope it does for you too. And I invite you now to pray this prayer along with me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who promises to remain with us always, and who is ever present to us in the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. Reawaken our belief in his presence in the Eucharist, and deepen our understanding of, love for, and living out of this great mystery. May this sacrament of his sacrificial love be for us the sign of unity and the bond of charity. Nourish us through our worthy reception of the body and blood of your Son, so that we may enjoy communion with you and with one another. Make us living witnesses of your love and mercy throughout our local church. Send us forth as faithful missionary disciples, strengthened by the grace of the Eucharist, to proclaim the gospel, so all may know that the living bread Jesus gives is his flesh for the life of the world. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. So the theme of our National Eucharistic Revival is Jesus' very words in John's Gospel, my flesh for the life of the world. May we have deep confidence in the gift of his flesh in the Eucharist, which was the result of his pouring out of his self in his passion, death, and resurrection, that he left us at the Last Supper, and which he gives to us daily in the Holy Mass. And so, I invite you to allow Jesus to fill you with his flesh, not only for the life of the world, but to fill you with his life. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you all.